Hello, everyone, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, wherever you may be listening to this podcast, Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast. Welcome to another episode of Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. Those who tell the stories rule society. The Greek philosopher Plato said this over 2,400 years ago, and is still true today. Leaders tell stories. But why? Last year, I'm giving a presentation at the Civic Center here in Rochester, giving a presentation entitled, More Than Just a Number, Creating Real Inclusive Workspaces. And I'm standing in front of about 200 people in the audience. And my goal is to inspire the city leaders of Rochester to diversify their work teams. So I'm telling my story of how I started my career. And when I became a banker, later on as one of Michael Jordan's photographers and so on. Well, 2 days later, after my presentation, I got an email from one of the attendees. Her name was Michelle. And Michelle wrote an email and she said, Charlie, thank you for coming in and telling your story. You inspired me and gave me hope. And I thought, great, that was my goal. Victory, right? But the next sentence of that email really got my attention. She said, Charlie, I decided to not do what I was planning to do. And she was planning to quit her job because of conflicts with her coworkers. She was the only minority in her department and felt like no one, not even her manager, was supporting her. That email moved me, and I thought, how is that possible? I told a story, and it changed her life. It gave her confidence to stand up for herself and inspired her to take action. So I started researching why we tell stories and how we tell stories. And I came across this fascinating study on brain science. This is fascinating. They said they took storytellers and listeners and they put them under an MRI scanning machine. And they would scan the brain of the storyteller and scan the brain of the listener. And the brain waves were synchronized. What the storyteller could see, the listener would see, literally see. What the storyteller would smell and taste, the listener could smell and taste. The brain waves were synchronized. And I want to show you how this works right now with a story. A story about lemons. So I want you to close your eyes and imagine the story I'm about to tell you. So close your eyes, unless you're driving. Take a deep breath. Imagine walking into your grocery store. You know the one, the normal grocery store that you go to. Imagine walking through the front door and going over to the fruits and vegetables section. And there you see a pile of lemons. Lemons on sale. A big, nice pile of bright, yellow, juicy, ripe lemons. And in front of that pile of lemons is a tray of lemon wedges for you to sample. And there's a little sign that says, take one. You grab one of these lemon wedges, you bring it up to your nose and you smell it. There's a fresh lemon. Now you bring that lemon wedge down to your mouth and you take a bite. And you feel that juice go into your mouth and you get that little tingle across your face. I can only imagine what some of your faces look like right now. Okay, now open your eyes. Some of you are salivating. Now, isn't that cool? You had a physical reaction to a story. So why do leaders tell stories? Well, stories have the power to connect emotionally. They have the power to project images into the mind of the listener. Leaders tell stories to deliver their idea more effectively. So think of a story as something you can wrap around an idea to deliver it in a way that engages and resonates with the listener. What's the job of the leader? It's to help us go from where we are to where we want to be. And the leader presents an idea wrapped in a story. As a consultant and business coach, I'm helping people become more effective with their presentations by using stories. So about 2 years ago, my phone rang. And on the phone, a voice says this. This is Cheryl. Now, Cheryl is a director of a nonprofit. And she goes on to explain to me that her staff is making presentations at conferences, and it's just not that effective. Cheryl asked me if I would come help make their presentations more effective. And I looked at their presentations, and they were full of facts and figures and numbers, statistics, and they were missing one important ingredient. Can you guess what it was? Stories. So we reworked their presentation around one story about one person named Sam, the coffee farmer. So Sam, the coffee farmer, they would tell his story. Sam would wake up in the morning before dawn. It was still dark out, and he would try not to wake up his two little girls getting ready for work. And he would go and get on the bus and ride the bus for an hour to the coffee plantation, where he would work all day. Backbreaking labor in the hot sun. And when he came home covered in dirt to see his two little girls just in time before he could put them to bed. And when he put them to bed, he would hear a familiar sound. It was the sound of their stomachs grumbling because Sam was not paid enough to provide for his two little girls. Now the staff would tell this story and it would connect with the heart of the audience. It would resonate with them emotionally. Now they could put their facts, they could put in their figures, the numbers and statistics, and it actually makes sense. You see, the story connects the heart to the head. Yes, you need the statistics, the numbers, the information, but when you connect with the heart, the message can resonate. So leaders help us go from where we are to where we want to be. Now, I've studied a few speakers and a few leaders and how they tell stories, and I found there is a structure. I call this structure the journey from Payne Allen to Pleasure Allen. So think about Payne Allen as a place where we're stuck, and we want to get off Payne Allen because it's so hard and it's terrible. But we don't know how to get off the island. We want to get to a lovely place called Pleasure Island, where life is good and dreams come true and it's wonderful, but we don't know how to get there. So we look to the leader and ask, how do we get there? And the leader says, well, I have a boat. And the boat is their idea. It's their proposal. It's their solution. So when a speaker or when a leader tells their story, they tell how we go from Payne Allen to Pleasure Allen. And we're going to take my boat. So when we look at famous speeches like the I Have a Dream, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. speech, he says, we're on Payne Allen. The current injustice for Black Americans, the system is broken. He says, let's go to Pleasure Island. This is my dream. He said, I have a dream that one day the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. Can you see this image? The sons of former slaves, the sons of former slave owners sitting down together at the table of brotherhood. It paints a picture in your head. He says, ladies and gentlemen, please get on my boat. This is called the Civil Rights Movement. He inspired millions of people to take action, to join the civil rights movement. This is what a leader does when they tell their story. They inspire people to take action, to leave Pain Island, to get to Pleasure Island, and take the boat. Let's look at Steve Jobs. Pain Island? The current state of smartphones, they're just not that smart. They're just not that easy to use. They're not that cool. But Pleasure Island? Imagine your device just works like magic. Imagine being creative and artistic. Imagine connecting with your family and your friends. The boat? Please go to buy an iPhone. Steve Jobs inspired millions of people to buy an iPhone. Why? Not because of the gigahertz and the megahertz or the RAM, but because they wanted to be creative. So they wanted to be connected. He inspired them with a story. So what story can you tell? What idea will you wrap in a story so that you deliver it in a way that people resonate and remember? You may feel like, boy, I really want to make a difference. I want to make an impact in the world, but I don't know how to get my message out there. And you want to be the leader that is heard, that is understood, that is remembered, that makes an impact. And I have a boat for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the story. Use a story to deliver your message. Remember, those who tell the stories rule society. Now it's your turn to tell your story. Have a blessed week, everyone.
Podcast listeners, there's a new and inspiring podcast that you will want to add to your playlist, Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. During each episode of this podcast, they talk about inspiration, leadership, and management tips. Charlie Perkins and guests will also have fun and try to enhance your life in a positive way. Host Charlie Perkins shares fun stories and insight that you will truly appreciate. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins, available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and your favorite podcast platform. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. Add the podcast to your playlist right now.